Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia, Aerodrome Standards, Air Navigation Services Standards, Air Traffic Management, Airworthiness, Aviation Security, Finance Management, Flight Operations, Legal Advisor, Malaysia Aviation Academy, MAVA, Management Services, Quality and Standard View, More, Aerodrome Standards, Air Navigation Services Standards, Air Traffic Management, Airworthiness, Aviation Security, Finance Management, Flight Operations, Legal Advisor, Malaysia Aviation Academy, MAVA, Management Services, Quality and Standard, Malaysia Aviation Academy, MAVA, View More Information, Organization Chart, Organization Chart 0.6. Air Traffic Control Tower in Malaysia. State All Johor, Kedah, Kelantan, Kuala Lumpur, Labuan, Langkawi, Malacca, Negeri Sembilan, Pahang, Penang, Perak, Perlis, Putrajaya, Sabah, Sarawak, Selangor, Terengganu, CAAM, Kedah. Sultan Abdul Halim Airport 06550, Alor Sitar, Kedah, Darul Aman. Plus 604 7145 and 413 14 CAAM, Johor. Senai International Airport 81250 Johor Bahru, Johor. Plus 607-5994-789-C, A.A.M. Ipoh. Sultan Aslan Shah Airport 31350 Ipoh, Perak. Plus 605-3188-8601, C, A.A.M. Malacca. Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. Malacca International Airport 75350 Batu Berendam, Malacca. Plus 606-3174-759-C, A.A.M. Kuala Terengganu. Sultan Mahmud Airport 21300 Kuala Terengganu. Plus 609-6670-275-C, A.A.M. Kerta. Kerta Airport 24300 Kerta Terengganu. Plus 609-8262-601-C, A.A.M. Pulau Tioman. Pulau Tioman Airport 63, Jalan Sulaiman, 86800 Mersing, Pahang. Plus 609-4191-727-C, A.A.M. Regional Office Sabah. Jalan Bunga Raya, Kapayan Beg Berkenshi 2065-88618 Kota Kinabalu. Plus 608-8224911 Air Traffic Control Center, Kota Kinabalu. Jalan Kapayan, 88100 Kota Kinabalu, Sabah. Plus 608-8224-404-C, A.A.M. Sandakan. Cawangan Sandakan 90008 Sandakan Sabah. Plus 608-9667-726-C, A.A.M. Lahad Datu. Cawangan Lahad Datu 91108 Lahad Datu Sabah. Plus 608-9882-851-C, A.A.M. Tawau. Cawangan Tawau 91007 Tawau Sabah. Plus 608-9-950-114-C, A.A.M. Regional Office Sarawak. Kuching International Airport 93250 Kuching, Sarawak. Plus 608-2-616-532-C-A-A-M Miri. Cawangan Miri 98000 Miri Sarawak. Plus 608-5-614-991. Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia, CAAM Bintulu. Cawangan Bintulu 97200 Bintulu Sarawak. Plus 608-6-332-561-C-A-A-M Cebu. Cawangan Cebu 96007 Cebu Sarawak. Plus 608-4-307-702-C, A.A.M. Limbang. Cawangan Limbang 98700 Limbang Sarawak. Plus 608-5-217-679-C, A.A.M. Maruti. Cawangan Limbang 98700 Limbang Sarawak. Plus 608-5-755-069-C, A.A.M. Lawas. Cawangan Lawas 98850 Lawas Sarawak. Plus 608-5-285-401-C, A.A.M. Muka. Cawangan Muka 96400 Muka Sarawak. C.A.A.M. Langkawi. Langkawi International Airport 07100 Padang Matsarat Pulau Langkawi Kedah. Plus 604-9552-191-C, A.A.M. Kelantan. Sultan Ismail Petra Airport, Pengkalan Chepa, 16,100 Kota Baru, Kelantan. Plus 609-7734-197-C-A-A-M Penang. Penang International Airport, 11,900 Bayan Lepas Pulau Penang. Plus 604-6444-911-C-A-A-M Flight Calibration. Sultan Abdul Aziz Shah Airport 47200 Subang, Selangor. Plus 603-7831-3004 plus 603-7831-3005, C-A-A-M, CLIA. Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. Kuala Lumpur International Airport 64,000 KLIA, Sepang Selangor Darul Ehsan. Plus 603-8778-4000, C-A-A-M Regional Office Peninsular Malaysia. Sultan Abdul Azizi Shah Airport 47200 Subang, Selangor. Plus 603-8778-4011 Subang Air Traffic Control Tower. Sultan Abdul Azizi Shah Airport 47200 Subang, Selangor. Plus 603-7734-0316 plus 603-7846-5602 Kuala Lumpur Air Traffic Control Center. Sultan Abdul Aziz Shah Airport 47200 Subang, Selangor. Plus 603-7847-3573. Click and drag to zoom. Khairul A. Amali bin Ismail. Director of Malaysia Aviation Academy. Plus 603-8777-9000. Plus 603-8787-1550. Profile. Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. Formal instruction of air traffic controllers only started circa 1950s to 1960s, in the form of ad hoc temporary classes conducted by senior controllers. Previously, training was carried out on the job and appointment was based on competency. After 1960s, a few controllers were sent abroad. In response to the growing need to train controllers locally, a civil aviation training center was established at the Paya Lebar Airport in Singapore. The cession of Singapore from Malaysia resulted in the reorganizing of the administration of civil aviation. Mr. A. Parker, a Colombo Plan expert from Australia with two other consultants, S. Hill, ATC, and Mathison, Fire Services, assisted in the setting up of a training center under the Australian Aid Program. On 21 September 1969, the Civil Aviation Training Center, CATSI, was established with two branches, namely, the School of Air Traffic Services and, the School of Aerodrome Fire and Rescue Services. The CATSI was temporarily located adjacent to the main terminal building at Subang in buildings that were originally constructed as a quarantine station. The first batch of ATC trainees passed out of the CATSI on 25 April 1970. The first radar simulator was installed in 1974. By the late 70s, the CATSI was getting congested and plans were afoot to expand the terminal building, thus affecting the CATSI, especially the AFRS training. The government approved a two-phase development plan for the CATSI. Phase 1 consisted of four wooden blocks, built on a hillock across the road from the terminal building at Subang. Phase 2 would involve the construction of permanent structures and the wooden blocks were then to be converted into hostels for trainees. The first phase of the plan was implemented and the new college was officially opened on 1 January 1981 and renamed Civil Aviation College, CAC. The college was downsized in October 1992, when airport operations were privatized. The AFRS school moved to Penang to join the Security Training Center, and became a part of the airport operator, Malaysia Airports Berhad's training center. In 1996, in preparation for the opening of the new KLIA airport at Sepang, and the concurrent reorganization of the Kuala Lumpur FIR airspace structure, a massive training schedule was required to train many new controllers as well as retrain all existing controllers. As the college was not in a position to handle such numbers, the training was contracted out to IAL Serco and Airspace Management Services, a joint venture between a local company and Ambigi of Australia. The second phase of a permanent training complex only materialized in 2009. The new buildings in Sepang is now in operations. The previous training needs concurrent to KLIA's opening had resulted in the procurement of two new radar simulators of more than 25 nodes, a number of non-radar simulators and three units of 2D aerodrome simulators and one unit 360 degrees aerodrome simulator. These equipments were housed at the branch campus of the CAC in Taman C, Petaling Jaya. With the relocation to Sepang, more simulator and other training resources will be added. MAVA is well equipped with a comprehensive range of facilities to conduct all required courses inclusive of training world-class controllers to provide ATM services in Malaysia and internationally. Applications Function, Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. The MAVA provides aviation-related training to meet national and international needs for operational and management personnel. Program and activities. The primary activities of MAVA are associated with air traffic controllers training, which shall observe international standards and up-to-date techniques. Controllers training includes a range of courses from ab initio training for new recruits to other advanced courses required to provide air traffic services within Malaysia. ATC courses scheduling is coordinated with the ATM sector on need basis. Other aviation-related management courses will be conducted towards building MAVA as a center of excellence for training. MAVA also takes part in Malaysian Technical Cooperation Program (MTCP) and provides training for international participants under ICAO's umbrella. The following training programs are conducted at MAVA. Primary ATC Aerodrome Control Course Approach Procedure Control Course Approach Radar Control Course Approach Radar Control Course Conversion Area Procedure Control Course Area Radar Control Course Air Traffic Flow Management Course Search and Rescue Mission Coordinator SAR-MC Aeronautical Fixed Service HF Aeronautical Mobile Service Automatic Message Switching System Basic Instructional Techniques RVSM RNAV Routes Training ATC Automation Aviation Technical English Obstacle Clearance Limitation. Malaysian Technical Cooperation Program (MTCP). Implemented since 1980, the MTCP was formulated based on the belief that the development of a country depends on the quality of its human resources. The program consolidates the various forms of technical cooperation that had been extended by Malaysia to other developing countries since the 1960s and organizes technical cooperation activities on a systematic and sustained basis. Hence, the MTCP emphasizes the development of human resources through the provision of training in various areas which are essential for a country's development, such as public administration, agriculture development, development planning, poverty alleviation, investment promotion, central banking, and English language. Through these cooperative efforts, Malaysia's bilateral ties with MTCP member countries was strengthened, with many supporting Malaysia's philosophy of promoting smart partnerships, regional cooperation such as that of ASEAN East Asia and a united South-South position. The MTCP is implemented through several cooperation programs such as training in both short and long-term courses, study visits and practical attachment, advisory services through the dispatch of experts, and project-type assistance which includes the provision of equipment and assistance in kind, on a highly selective and case-by-case basis. The CAC was the designated institution for conducting specialized training in its area of expertise, civil aviation in general, but more specifically in the field of air traffic management. The first international course was conducted in 1984 by the AFRS School. The first international course was conducted by the School of ATC in 1989 for Aeronautical Fixed Telecommunication Network (AFTN) operators. In 1989, the first ATC course, an approach control non-radar course, was conducted. Since 1989, the CAC has trained more than 300 controllers from 44 countries in a range of ATC courses. As of 2008, MAVA continues this program as the designated training institution. Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. More from this section: Clients Charter State Safety Program, About Us History and Milestone Organization.